Well, welcome to the Awakening Moments podcast today. I am here with Rhonda. We are excited to continue in our series on the Lord's Prayer. And Rhonda, today I would love to start our podcast with just another reading of the Lord's Prayer. Let's just take a minute. Let's just center ourselves around the powerful words of this prayer before we dive into our focus of the day. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. So if you're listening, I just encourage you just to quiet yourself, maybe take a deep breath, and maybe just listen to these words as they are prayed over you. As Jesus taught us to pray, he said, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
That is so beautiful. And I love that today, as we've been going through the Lord's Prayer, Lori, I love that we're going to be focusing on, give us today our daily bread. And what does that mean? What does it mean when we pray the daily bread? And I think there's two parts to it that we can unfold. So I love the name. I just want to say Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Mm. There is a name that God has many names. God is God, but he can be used in the different attributes, the names that he gives us. So Jehovah Jireh means God, my provider. And it's beautiful when you read here, give us today our daily bread, this dependency on God, recognizing all that we have and all that we're given are from God, but he cares about the daily physical needs that we have. It's part of his kingdom. He definitely is concerned about it. And so it's a beautiful prayer, I think, in this moment to recognize our dependency no matter what journey. Some are in a season of real need, and some of we are in a season, maybe there may not be as much of lack or need, but there is ever so present an awareness that all we have is from God and all we have is God's. And it is a stewardship and it's an open hand of surrender to say, God, would you give me today my daily bread? Now, I'm just talking about the physical side.
Yeah.
But we could talk and then we can flip over. There's a whole other side of bread that is, yeah, about the spirit. But it's so beautiful to know that if you're listening today, God cares about your physical needs. And he talks about the sparrows, how, you know, if he would think of the sparrows, how much more of you, like God cares. He tells us not to worry what we'll eat or what we'll wear. God cares so much about you. And so if you're listening today, I just feel for one of you listening, you might be feeling, oh, this is too small to bring to God. Or does God even care? Does God even notice? If God would notice the little sparrows that are here today, you know, and what happens in their little lives, how much more so you, made in his image, his daughter, his son. And so bring that need to him. He definitely cares. He's intimately aware and wants to be involved. And this prayer, the whole Lord's Prayer, is meant to bring us into a posture of surrender, a posture of dependency, a posture of awareness that God, I am looking to you. And you know what's so beautiful is when we do this, we come into this beautiful exchange that when we see the answer to prayer, gratitude rises because it's not in our own merit. We recognize, God, you gave this. This was from you. So these are moments that we can come into this beautiful exchange with God to say, God, I am going to come to you with this and trust you to take care of this need. And when you do, because I know you'll look after me, I'm going to see it. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to give you thanks. And I get to do this with you. So it's such a beautiful posture prayer. Well, the Lord's Prayer is supreme. But I'm just saying with that moment, I just love that dependency and that posture of heart.
It's so good. It's so good. And I am honestly amazed at how again and again and again, when we bring our needs and requests to God, especially, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just because the nature of doing it in community, the nature of bringing those requests and needs like with other people, it gives you this beautiful space of being able to celebrate the answer to those prayers. Like
yes,
if I
yes.
bring you in to yes. a need that I have, then when God answers, I get to come back to you and I get to testify that God answered that prayer. And I love this because it really is like you're saying, it's about the smallest things to the biggest things. And I get to see this unfold literally on a daily basis in Heartstrong. Like every morning in Heartstrong, somebody is saying, can you pray for this? My granddaughter's in the hospital. My mom is in the hospital. This is the need. My mom needs a test, you know, but literally like the next day, the prayer will be answered and you get to celebrate that in community. It's almost like it feels like it happens so much faster when you have a community of people that are praying for you and you get to testify in a community setting. It probably doesn't, but it feels like it does. And it's so, so cool. Now, remember this one story, and this is like kind of a nothing story, but it is also an everything story that showcases exactly God's heart for this. I remember being in a small group and we were talking about the power of prayer. And I remember sitting in the group with a bunch of people. And, you know, as I was just talking about it, I said out loud, like, God even cares, like, about, you know, I said, sometimes I pray for certain things to be on sale in the grocery store next week because of the meals I need to prepare for my family and da, 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 da. So I literally said in there, like, I'm praying that the chicken will be on sale next week. Chicken is really expensive. And I'm just believing that chicken will be on sale next week. Well, sure enough, I'm not kidding. Chicken went on this crazy sale the next week. Okay. And I literally brought the flyer back to the group and I'm like, guys, look at this. Like, we prayed and chicken was on sale. And I know it sounds like so trite and small, but I share that just to say, like, God actually does care. And at this particular time, like, we were on one income, like, finances were a major issue, like, chicken was a luxury. Like, it wasn't like you could buy, just go and buy chicken breast when it was on regular price. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, this was like, I needed this in order to be able to provide for my family. And it was just such a beautiful moment. And I really, really believe that even when it comes to the physical needs, the tangible needs, that God is including, that Jesus is including in the word bread, what this is, it's not just bread, but what bread represents. He cares. Mm. He cares about those things, and we can bring those things to God. And I love that. I love that. But I think it would be cool because there's actually in this little statement, give us this day our daily bread. I feel like there's like three sort of focus and keys. The first one, give us, the posture of that prayer to say, give us. The second one, this day. So living in the present, what are the needs for right now, staying in this moment? And then our daily bread. What is that? What does the bread represent? So I'd love for us to just kind of unpack even the significance of those words, give us. Because when I think about those words, I think that's a bit bossy. Like, I'm a little bit like if I came to you and I was like, so give me, I just said to you, like, give me. And I said, whatever, like, give me your vest. Give me your jacket. I'm cold. Give me a cup of coffee. You'd be like,
that's just called out everything that's happening in front of you. I've got a vest on. I'm sitting on your coat and I've got a coffee. But I'd be like, Lord, you can have it all right
you'd
here.
Be like, no, if I came up to you and I was literally like, give me a cup of coffee. You'd be like, wow, okay. Like, well, okay. But like, that's a rude. Like, why are you asking me like that? Like, if I said, oh, like, would you mind? Getting me a coffee while you're making
one? Really love.
You'd be like, oh, of course, no problem. But you know what I'm saying? Like, even the prayer, it's so direct. Give us, like, give. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's a little bold, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like it's a bit bold to just be like, give me, and then whatever it is on the other side of that request? I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't talk to people like that. I don't come at, well, maybe my kids. I'll be like, you do this.
Give me your time.
But not the reverse. If my kids come up to me and they're like, mom, give me, did it, I'll be like, what? Mom, give me $20. What? Don't talk to me like that. Don't ask me, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you're kind of like, wow, this is a bold way to come. But yeah, Jesus is saying, I'm teaching you to pray like this. So what comes to mind when you think about sort of even how this is framed? And I'm not trying to dissect it to be silly, but I am like trying to understand this posture that Jesus is trying to create between us and the Father, us and himself in relationship, and how we can approach him, how we can come with the very needs that we have, with the things that are on our heart, and how he relates to us in that, right? Like, what is this that's different than even the way that we would ever really talk to each other or should talk to each other? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm pulling out there? It's interesting.
I think that is so interesting. It's almost like if I was looking at this, even as you've just even brought that up, that's so neat. I've never really thought about it like that when I've heard the word,
like,
give
broke
me.
Broke it down, yeah.
Yeah, I've never really been like, wow, that sounds really rude. But when you're saying it, I can see, like, I want to be, I think clear, it's not entitlement.
Okay.
I think in this, I don't think it's like, give me, like, I'm owed something.
Okay.
I think it's actually tapping onto a boldness that you have full rights and full permission to boldly approach the throne of grace. Like, there is no filter needed. God right. knows what you need. It right. tells you. God tells us that in scripture. He knows what we need before it's even uttered, before it's on our tongue. It's almost that I want you to boldly say what you need out loud and to get it, like, to be unfiltered with me. I am there. You don't need to put on, like, things, even in our relationship, we do in our society, we put on plastic, like that feeling, I've got to filter this, I've got to soften this, where God, I think in this is saying, not entitlement or owing, but just be completely raw on what you need.
Right.
Tell me everything you right. need. And I know it anyway.
Yeah.
So just say it out loud and acknowledge, like, God, I have, and God's like, I have it all. Tell me what right. you want. And it says above, you have not because you ask not. Now, this is not everything we ask for, God gives us.
Like a demanding, no. like a genie in a bottle kind of demanding.
Exactly. This is not it, because it talks about God's will. It talks mm-hmm. about a lot of things mm-hmm. that come with it. Mm-hmm. But it's saying, just get it out there. Mm-hmm. Throw it. You know what? Mm-hmm. I always think back to the story you told me about your daughter that was asking for things.
Oh my
God. I don't know how many times I think about that.
No, that asks for the most outrageous things.
Outrageous.
Constantly.
Yeah, and your other daughter who doesn't.
Yeah, no.
And she was like, well, if I ask for 100 things, at least I'll get 10. But if you ask for nothing, you'll get nothing. And I have to think, this probably is what God's saying, like, ask everything right. that comes to mind.
Right.
But we hold everything with a posture of surrender.
Right. Not entitlement, like, you owe me, yeah. like, I deserve this, or yeah. God, you should, or,
yeah.
but it's from a place of just being like, okay, God,
I'm just going to put this all out on the table.
These are the desires of my heart. Yeah. And Lord, whatever
and
is
you
your
know
will.
Them anyway. So I'm right. just going to say them right. all out loud.
Right.
But I'm going to have it so open-handed to say, I also am not owed anything. And I'm going to trust you with what you do right. and what you give and how you give it and when you give it.
Right.
Because God knows best.
Right.
How many times I think he has, without me knowing, and sometimes once in a while he'll let me in, restrained giving me something.
Yeah.
Or moving me into something yeah. fast out of that's pure mercy and grace.
Right.
Because it would have been
right.
the wrong thing, the wrong time, the wrong whatever it may be. But I think this is what we're talking about. It's a posture of heart.
Okay, so how about this?
Okay.
So I'm gonna flip this. I'm gonna flip this a little bit. Okay, so how about this? So imagine whatever. So in like just a natural context, imagine your kids are like, give me a cup of water, give me dinner, and you're like, there's the fridge. There's the sink. I think it's interesting because even in this prayer, I think God sometimes says yes to us, but we're expecting it to come in a different package. Mm-hmm. But he's actually already provided the very thing we're asking for. It's right there in front of us to grab hold of. But because we expect or we want it to look in a certain package, because I didn't fill the cup up and walk it over with ice, but instead said the provision is right here in front of you.
But you have to
as
go get it,
much
walk it.
As you want. Mm. In actual abundance, you will never, ever run out of water. You can have as much as you want. And you can even have ice. But do you know what I mean? I think sometimes, interestingly enough, even in this relationship, in this give us and this like resting, there's this revelation that God wants us to have about his character. It's not just like, give us, like you're saying, this prayer of entitlement or this prayer of like, all the desires of my heart, God desires to grant in the way that I imagine or see. But it's like God is trying to open our eyes to see what is possible in him and what's available in him constantly. But there also is this exchange of me activating those very provisions that are right in front of me, like when the scriptures
so good, Lord.
Right
That's
like
so
when
good.
The scriptures say, like, brothers and sisters, consider it pure joy when you face trials of every kind. There's a provision in a trial that's available to us. It's not like something that God has to package up into a present and hand into your lap. He's already said, no, this is my provision for you, for your strengthening, for your endurance, for your perseverance, for, like, I've already provided this for you. How do we access and how do our eyes become open to see mm-hmm. that the provision is actually already been given? Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. already there for us, right? So, I mean, the funny way to say it is like, yeah, if your kids are sitting on the couch and they're like, I'm hungry. And you say, oh, have as much as you want. The cupboards and the fridge are open to you. And they're like, my mom doesn't, you know, like my mom doesn't even make dinner. No, your mom has filled the fridge and the cupboards with as much food as you could ever want. Mm-hmm. Same like with our Heavenly Father. I think sometimes there's like these ideas. And I know like you and I, we meet with a lot of people and we walk with a lot of people who are believing God for things or praying for specific things. And, you know, God's saying, here's my provision. And they're saying, no, but I want it to look like this. Or yes. I want that one. Or, oh, God's told me that he's going to do this. And he said, no, I already gave it to you. And it looks like this. Like, how often do we actually in this prayer, right? We're so fixed on the outcome, the package it's going to come in. We actually fail to see, no, God said, I've already given that to you. I've already provided. Look at these opportunities in front of you to show my light and to show my, you know, to show my will, my purpose for you. I've given you the gifts. I've empowered you with the Holy Spirit. You don't even have to pray for that anymore. I've already provided that.
Lord, that is so good.
So interesting, right?
It is so good. And I think even when we're talking about here, you know, we have the natural gifts, but even going to this daily bread is not just based on the physical.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about, that's almost the bottom.
It is.
The physical is easy.
That's the easy
it's
part.
Like the natural.
Yeah.
But it's the spiritual component too. It's like the actual places of peace, joy, provision of those things, grace, mercy, all of that, presence, God's presence. But all that you're talking about here, it's such an abundance. Like God has everything covered in abundance, and you're right. But it's also that framework to recognize God is not a God of scarcity.
No.
God is a God of abundance, but how and when and the way things unfold is not about God withholding or about God being less good. It's about the will, the workings, the sovereignty, the trust journey we go on with God. But that never changes the character of God. That all, he is all sufficient. He holds all things together, all things. And there is no lack in God, in anything, in provision of material things for what you need, from the littlest to the biggest, to every spiritual provision. And it's the greatest resources that we would be given. All resources from heaven are already available. Like you're saying, we don't need to keep begging. The giving is like, well, this is part of the access as heirs into the kingdom. And I think that's a really hard thing for us sometimes, for a very dependent, independent society to get around. Well, I just have to get this myself. This is what I need to do. But God's saying like, no, I want to bring you into a much bigger scope here, into my kingdom. This is a my kingdom mindset, that I'm the king. This is my provisions, but you have full access as my heir, which is amazing.
It's amazing. It's so amazing. And what a heart
of gratitude that rises. Not a heart of entitlement, but gratitude.
Yep.
To be like, what?
Yes.
I'm invited to this?
Yes.
Like, never mind. Salvation, the greatest gift of all. But everything that comes with that?
Yeah.
Above and beyond? Oh, it's amazing.
But what we focus on grows. What we it's interesting because you we're walking in a season of tremendous abundance, you know, even in ministry. So in just church ministry and what we're walking in work and at the church and at all of our campuses. And like, I mean, and it's everywhere in outreach, in everything. Like it's the abundance is like beyond what we could ever just naturally physically handle. Like it's so much, right? And so it's bringing problems. Like it's actually creating good problems, but problems that need to be solved, problems. And it's like there's a mindset that if we focus on the problems, like if we look only at the problems, we get overwhelmed. We fail to see what God is actually at work doing. We get robbed in the moment of, like you're saying, the gratitude, the joy. There's a like perspective, right? That's so important in this conversation about what we see. And I think about it even relationally. So like in marriage, I could have this desire and I could be praying, oh, like, Lord, can you just help my husband to see whatever, and you can put whatever you want around this, like help him to be more romantic, help him to help me around the house, help him to, you know, be more considerate of it, all these things, these desires of our heart. And sometimes even in the give me prayer,
yes,
we can get so fixed on what that's supposed to look like, where God may be actually saying, I've already given that to you, but it looks a little different than what you thought it was going to look like. And so we have to be able to see, okay, I've got to change my perspective to be able to see, what is my husband doing? Like, in what ways is he trying to love me and love our family? And I think relationally that can play out in our families of origin, that can play out in our friendships. I think this can play out again, like our work. So when we focus on the problems and we focus on the challenges and they just keep popping up like whack-a-mole, they just keep showing up and showing up.
That's a good way of saying it.
But God is also at work doing unbelievable things, and I want that to be the louder story. And it's not that I don't acknowledge the problems or deal with them. We have to. They're there and we have to deal with them. But I don't want the problems to actually rob me from seeing the provision that God has made and is making right in the midst of this season of abundance. Because truly, I think this line in this prayer is trying to get us, like you said, to depend and rely on God as an abundant provider. And what has already been provided for us, both in the immediate and small things that we can say, God, like, can chicken be on sale next week? I'd really like, you know, to the really big things. Like, I have not felt joy in months. Like, I'm really struggling with discouragement. What's the provision that God is trying to get us to see him and his character and rely on him and focus on that and be able to see that? That can change our perspective to lift us out of what that exactly will look like in our own little boxes. And honestly, if we're really, really honest, those boxes are so limited. I'm like, I want it to look like this, right? I've got an exact specific outcome. And God said, oh my goodness, girl. It's so much bigger than that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, I just want this to be fixed. And he's like, oh, what? The story I'm working is so much greater than that. Just focus on me.
Yeah.
See my abundance. See what I can do. Trust me. See me as provider. See everything I've given you as belonging to me. You're stewarding this. And just watch what I will do. It'll be so much greater than that little package you're asking for. Right?
That is so
interesting.
Laura.
But we all get caught up in this.
We do.
Even in our prayers.
Oh, listen, I've come out of a season. I'm in a season. I've been so caught up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can be in
You're like, get me out of this.
Get me out
but
of
God's
this.
God's like, I'm unfolding something so much better.
And it usually parallel tracks. The tougher it gets, you watch the miraculous in the... It highlights the harder something is, actually, I find in my own life, the more highlighted the miraculous, they're running parallel.
Right.
We could focus, and we do. Like, and I just want to say, like, we don't do this perfectly, and I've gone through a season where just people, and sometimes you're just caught in it, and you got to work it out, but that's the beauty, but you can't stay. Where a spirit, like, you can actually move into a spirit of feeling victimized even by God, feeling rejected by God, feeling abandoned, feeling so discouraged that God doesn't care versus, okay, this has been a tough season, but God, show me, highlight the miraculous. And all of a sudden you start looking at all the people who have stepped in, all the words of encouragement, all the things that when you thought this was not going to happen, all of a sudden a solution came that, maybe this is not what you intended, but you start to see the miraculous. So you're right, Laura. It's really saying, okay, God, I'm in this situation. Help me to behold and to see the miraculous at the same and to actually focus, because you're right. What we focus on expands every time.
That's right.
And so if you're focused on something, so today it might be a reminder to say, listen, and even my own life, like, don't focus on this. Start to actually take a step back and say, okay, God, show me where you're at work. Show me where you're at work.
It's not the package. It's not it's not the specific prayer per se. But I think you touched on something really important, which is the second part of this line is give us this day and our daily. I think both of those go together. Give us this day. There's a focus on the present.
Yeah.
And I think in that line, God is reminding us that, and he says it, Jesus says this in other places in the scriptures, like, don't worry about tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, today has enough cares of its own. Focus on today. And if we could really grasp that, how much more peace could we live? Because if you think about it, like, when we're really stressed, anxious, worked up, what we're thinking about is not today. We're thinking about tomorrow. We're thinking about, if I have to stay in this situation, if I have to be in this marriage, in this relationship, in this family another day, if I have to go through that again, if I have to work with that person for another year, it's not just today. We're worried and stressed and upset that this is my new reality forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? How am I going to survive this tomorrow? How am I going to, like, we really are. It's usually the present worries, but they usually carry into. But imagine if we could discipline ourselves to just come into today, pray for what we need for today, and discipline ourselves. Like, not to get ahead of ourselves of what that means for tomorrow, of what the worries and cares of tomorrow are going to be or not going to be, of if that bill is not going to get paid tomorrow. Like, there's actually nothing we can do about it. We can only have the present. That's the only thing. We can only make decisions in the present for the present that impact the future. Yes. But if God could help us in this line, in this prayer, to come into the present moment and to really bring wisdom, to bring peace, to bring solutions, to bring action, to bring, right? Like, what we need right now, man, I feel like there would be a lot more peace for all of us.
That's a really good way of saying it. Isn't that beautiful to say? Like,
today,
being present in his presence, like, present with people, present, because you're right. Even that, if we're worried about tomorrow, and I'm speaking to myself, when I am consumed about something that's happening and I'm not present, I miss everything that's happening right in front of me, and the day is gone and you don't get it back. It's done. But you'll miss moments, opportunities. Totally. You'll miss the joy. You're robbed of so much because you're somewhere else where so much is happening in front of you. And you just need, but that is absolutely a discipline. It's a discipline when you, even you saying that, to stop and say, okay, is there anything I can do right now for tomorrow? No. So how do I just release that to God? And this is why the Lord's given us prayer. So this is what prayer is meant to do, is to release things and to recenter on God and recenter and to just be able to center in, calm down, receive his peace, receive what he's providing. And in that moment, it could literally be perspective. The provision is perspective.
Yeah.
To say, stop it. Stop worrying about tomorrow. So that daily bread piece is critical. I love that it's kind of in the middle. It's sandwiched right in the middle. You've got, it's very systematic how this prayer happens, but right in the middle, it's meant to just reshift perspective, reshift dependency on God, and just be able to center in. So I just think even this is awakening moments for me.
Me too.
How many times I'm not present. Even you just saying that.
Me too.
Story of my life. I'm already thinking about tomorrow. I'm thinking about next month. I'm thinking about how many times my real versus when I walk home, I get home. Am I always present? No. If I'm with someone, am I always present? No.
Yeah.
And sometimes be like, how do I just focus on the present?
How often, you and I are really? So bad for this. You and I are so bad for this, but how often are we stressing about the lack of time we have? Like, honestly.
Like, you wake up thinking, I don't have enough time today.
Like,
and I haven't even gotten through the day.
You're literally already stressing, or you're thinking about the weekend and how busy it is and how little time you're going to have to rest, or how little time you're going to have. And you're like, oh my God, I'm being robbed today for the fact that my weekend is going to be so jam packed that I'm not going to have any time to do what I want to do or what I need to do or what. Oh my goodness, how ridiculous. And I'm noticing this, honestly, like, this is like for myself, vulnerably, what I'm walking through right now is walking through a health journey with my mom.
Yeah.
It's really hard not to allow my thoughts and my grief and my sadness to go to, this is going to be like this forever? Like, yeah. And not just stay in the moment, you know, when I'm spending time with her, when I'm talking to her on the phone, when I'm with her, like just be there with her. And what happens, like what needs to happen as we come into the present, and I think this might be the hardest part in as we're walking through different things, acceptance. You've got to come into the present, and there has to be some acceptance, some reality acceptance of, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what is happening. I'm going to acknowledge that. I need to accept that. This is my reality. And God, here's the prayer. Give me the provision I need in this present reality, right? Like there's a place of coming to that place. And that's what you're talking about, the release. I think that's where the release comes. It's like, I'm going to accept that this is my present reality, and I'm going to release that. And I'm going to instead receive the provision of that daily bread today and every day. Even the word daily is very significant. The word daily is teaching us that this happens every day.
Yeah.
This word daily is reminding us this is a posture every single day. We need to come into this present place. We need to come into this place of allowing our requests to be known to God, coming into an acceptance of our current reality and our current present moment, coming every day for the bread, the provision. What is the provision that we need? So these are really, really beautiful and profound, like that one little line, in order to help us walk through what it is that we're navigating.
Oh, this is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing all that, Lauren. I think hopefully for you who's listening, for me, this has been an awakening moment today. Like just hearing that, being reminded of that God cares about the daily needs, but he also has abundantly provided everything we need. And may we be present to not worry about tomorrow, to not be caught up in those things, but to be present in the present with God, with one another, with what he's doing, and be present to see what he's doing in perspective, that you may be facing something difficult. It may be something that's just chaotic and you just need to stop being caught in the chaos of it. Take a step back and see, no, I don't actually need to be reacting like that. I need to actually receive peace and walk in there, or see God's miraculous work in the midst of a really difficult trial, to see how God is actually providing what you need and how he's doing it. And so God, just do that fresh in us. So
Amen. May we
today receive our daily bread.
Yes.
And we give it to us, our daily bread, God.
And I just speak over you, Rhonda, that you have a beautiful home and a beautiful backyard as you're going into renovations in your backyard. I have a beautiful mom.
Yes.
And you who are listening, you have beautiful kids.
Yes.
You have a beautiful marriage.
Yes.
You have a beautiful job. We're just speaking that over you so that God would show you the beauty
provision.
And the provision right in the present, in your present circumstance, in your present. Sometimes we have to look and say, I have a beautiful body, because our body isn't working the way that we thought, but there are things that are working.
Yes.
We woke up with breath today. God, that's a beautiful thing. I get to be a part of your plan unfolding today. Hey, help me to come into that present moment and live that out in the fullness of what you've called me to. So this is how we come into this moment. And I think that is really powerful. And I know this is just like talking deeper about this and really like unpacking this. I'm going to use this. Just use these words to center myself on a daily basis to come into that place so that I'm not wasting time on tomorrow, on things I cannot change. Yes. I'm not wasting time in the past, but I'm coming into this moment and really allowing God's presence to meet me here and to change my perspective and show me the abundant provision that's right here, because it's there. And because that is who he is. That's who he is. So I love that.
This is so good.
So good.
Love it. Have a great day, everyone.